T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have dedicated Around the 404 today to our Atlanta Braves. John, I was just thinking to myself, hot stove, I'm starting to, the juices are starting to get fired up a little bit.
Dude,
for baseball.
We're 5 weeks from spring training.
Tell them, John. So, getting a little antsy with, you just told me earlier today, Brian Dozier, all-star second baseman, half man, half a season, as it were, is going to the Nationals.
Right.
Yet another National League East team getting better. While our Braves, we've added Brian McCann, we've added Josh Donaldson, and other than that, we're standing pat and kind of playing the long game. Right. MO just played that cut from Alex Anthopoulos. He basically told you, we want to pay these guys, but we don't want to pay them, you know, Rodeo Drive prices. And that's the time of the offseason that we're at. The players and agents aren't in a hurry to get anything done because they're trying to call the owner's bluffs.
Right.
The owners are trying to call the player and agent's bluffs. And you know who ends up winning most of the time, John, is the owners and the GMs. Because these players, Arrieta, he just said it, signs in mid-March for, you know, big money, not the money he was looking for. It took the entire offseason for Jake Arrieta to get his money. J.D. Martinez only got a little bit north of $100 million on his contract. We're talking about Harper at $300 million. If Harper's worth $300 million, J.D. Martinez is worth $600 million. He's a way better ball player than Bryce Harper, in my opinion.
The difference was the age there, and that's what it came down to with J.D. Martinez. And obviously, he helped the Boston Red Sox go on and win a World Series. But here's Alex Anthopoulos talking about big names still on the market.
I mean, all these guys would sign. I mean, we have a good idea of what it would take to sign these guys. I think ultimately, and again, you know, from a player's perspective, guys feel strongly about what they're worth and what they should get. Clubs have their own evaluations, and they're comfortable at a certain, you know, certain amount of years, certain amount of money. And, you know, I guess someone's got to blink, right, at some point, and someone's got to move forward. And the other thing, too, is because there's so much volume out there, there's still some alternatives and some options. And there's also some guys that are still out there in trade. So that ends up slowing things up as well. So anytime you're looking at a free agent and you have to pay X amount of money, but then you might be able to go another direction and make a trade for somebody, that's where the more options you have, the slower things go, and you can get a little bit paralyzed. So those guys will all sign. They're all going to play baseball in 2019. It just might go a little bit slowly.
So there it is, playing the long game here, trying to sweat out these players. He said at the very top of that, we have a good idea of what it would take. In other words, we have set our price on these guys. We've set our price on Craig Kimbrel. We've set our price on A.J. Pollock. We've set our price on Machado, Harper, all these guys. And what I hear there, and while we want instant gratification, we want headlines, and we want more talent here, that is sort of it's a little bit of a checkers mentality, whereas my boy Alex Anthopoulos is playing chess. He's one of the best executives in Major League Baseball, and rather than just lavishly and somewhat irresponsibly throwing around all this money, wait it out,
right.
Be patient. The players will cave. Don't they always cave in a strike, John, or a lockout? You got to make that paper.
Right.
You got child support to pay. You got mansions to pay the mortgage on. You sweat it out. You play the long game, and usually the players will cave.
Here's some of the market values for names that are out there, which makes it very interesting. And this is just according to Spotrac. They're not always right, but they're normally pretty darn close. They have the market value $31 million a year for Bryce Harper, $26 million a year for Manny Machado, $22 million a year for Dallas Keuchel, $16 million for Adam Jones, Craig Kimbrel at about $16.5 million, Cody Allen for $13 million as well, DJ LeMahieu, $13.9 million, A.J. Pollock, $14 million, Jed Lowry at $16 million. I mean, those are some of the numbers that are thrown around. So you can imagine these teams, if you're giving out that kind of cash on a year-to-year basis, you want to do all of your homework about who you're bringing in, and you're not going to rush. Here's some more from Alex Anthopoulos talking about some of the injuries for the team.
Yeah, so Dansby Swanson had the issue with his wrist. He is back feeling great. He's at 85% strength, I think, is the last report that I got. I'm going to swing a bat, I believe, 3 days a week going forward. So he's in a good spot. He's on track to be ready for spring, and you know, the fact that he's now been able to try swing with the bat and the strength is getting close to 100%. He's moving in the right direction. And, you know, the amazing part about what happened was is, you know, he had a piece of, I guess you'd say cartilage or so on in his wrist, and he pretty much played with it 5 months out of the year. And, you know, he went from 6 home runs to 14 home runs, played great defense. And in my mind, in our minds, we're thinking, wow, you know, he just kind of battled through it and fought through it. Now with complete health, how much more upside is there for his bat? I don't want to put too much on him, but we're excited about that. And Mike Soroka was dying to be back here in September. Called us and told us repeatedly he was ready to go, wanted to be able to pitch in the playoffs. We had him pitch down in Florida just to make sure he could get off a mound and feel good going into the off season. Velocity was good. Health was strong. So he will be full go in spring training, and he'll have a chance to come in and compete for a spot in the rotation.
So, John, a lot to unpack right there. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Dansby Swanson. And I think back to late in the season when he swung that bat and he immediately like started jumping up in the air and yelping. I was like, see ya. He's out. Because he'd been playing through that same wrist injury all year.
Right.
And you hear Anthopoulos breaking that down. And he's right. They're based on him playing hurt all year. And it's a little bit of a sell job by Anthopoulos, but there is more upside for Dansby Swanson. He's still a relatively young guy. Maybe he's not fully blossomed as a player. So optimism there for Dansby, knowing that he played hurt basically all last year. And then with Mike Soroka, what he said right there was, and John, what I think he said right there, you can unpack it a couple of ways. What he said was there's going to be a competition between Tuki Toussaint right. and Mike Soroka, but that's for that fifth spot. We've already got four spots locked up with Tehran and Newcomb and Folty and Gausman. I don't think that we're in the market for a Keuchel or in the market for, you see rumors in print about Sonny Gray. Why do we want Sonny Gray? I would rather let Tuki Toussaint. Why are you laughing?
You don't want Sonny Gray.
I'm just saying I would rather let the winner of Tuki Toussaint and Mike Soroka have that fifth spot rather than, and I think Sonny Gray would benefit by going to the National League, but no, I'd rather have one of these young cats. But I don't think, John, you've wanted another starting pitcher
absolutely,
all
and
off
I still
season,
do.
But do you agree with me that it ain't going to happen?
It doesn't sound that way.
Doesn't look like it.
That, to me, is one of the first disappointing sound bites I hear if it's not going to be getting another starting pitcher. Julio Teheran's a guy. Kevin Gausman did really good in his time here. I like what I've seen so far with Folty and Newcomb, obviously. I think Newcomb has real upside to be a number one starter in this league. You still need somebody. I cannot go to war with this rotation and thinking that, all right, I'm going to go from 90 to 97. I just don't see this rotation unless Newcomb takes another step, Folty takes another step, Gausman stays the pitcher he was when he was here, Tukey / Soroka takes the next step, and Tehran basically turns into your fifth starter. I'm not buying that instantly is better. I would go spend the money, but that's just me.
Well, it's a little bit of roster arrogance.
It's a lot of bit of roster.
So I'm trying to be nice the way I say that. And, you know, we're all cheering for the Braves. I want it to work out. I'm not like, you know, I want Brian McCann to hit 20 damn home runs with our team,
right, dude.
I just am not a huge fan of that signing. But they love their roster, John.
Right.
I mean, they love their roster and trickling all the way down to the minor leagues.
Sure.
And one of the adages is don't fall in love with your players.
Nope. Hey, here's some more, and you'll like this one. This is Alex Anthopoulos from The Morning Show this morning talking about JT Realmuto and Craig Kimbrel.
I'd say any players that are available in trade, I feel like we have our ear to the ground. We have a good idea of who's available and what it's going to take for us to go get that player. So I feel confident in saying that any player that has been traded or any player that's available in trade, we've certainly checked in. We've most likely had discussions, and we have a sense of what that is. And obviously, you know, guys that haven't been traded yet, people are still negotiating and still talking, but we're still active on the trade front. In terms of free agents, guys like Craig and so on, I guess one of the best closers of all time, longtime Brave. I can't tell you how well-regarded and well-respected he is in this organization. As one of the best closers and relievers of all time and someone that's performed at a high level, you know, it's someone that should do well in free agency. So normally big contracts, significant dollars, that takes a little bit of time, but we would, I don't want to speak to Craig specifically, but if we have a chance to add a elite-level starter, elite-level bullpen guy at a contract we think makes sense and works for us with the rest of our team, we're going to do it. So as long as these guys are still out there and they're not signed, that still gives us a chance is probably the best way I could put it.
So, Johnny, my boy,
mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
I did.
He left the door open to bringing in a frontline starter. and paying him what they want to pay him, not what. So to that point, you just said that Spotrac had Dallas Keuchel at an expected market value of $22 million per year. I promise you Alex Anthopoulos does not want to pay Dallas Keuchel $22 million per season on any kind of deal. If he did, I believe Dallas Keuchel would already be an Atlanta Brave. And he mentioned there, you know, we're active on the trade front. I like hearing that, obviously. So, John, if it is still possible for our Braves to acquire JT Realmuto of the Miami Marlins, I would have to take back my criticism of the Brian McCann signing. Now, if Brian McCann is your third catcher slash DH against American League teams slash getaway guy start, you know what I mean? Like if he's sort of pinch hitting and the clubhouse mentor and like all that stuff, kind of on the fringe, I'm totally fine with McCann coming back here. But if McCann is going to kind of sort of split at bats with Tyler Flowers, I think they're asking too much of the old fella. But if you bring in here Realmuto, you back him up with Flowers, and then you have McCann sort of in that pivotal role, then I think all the puzzle pieces fit.
You know what's pivotal for this old fella? Giving away $1,000 right about now with Larry Fedora. It's time for the code word.
Truck. Leighton Vander Esch will.
Truck.
You.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not me because I'm not getting in his way.
Aaron Donald will.
He got that business, so he don't.
Aaron Donald already truck you.
No, he did not.
He didn't truck you?
No.
Preacher man, we were there.
Did I land on my back? A full truck is when somebody puts you on their back.
All right.
I may have gone airborne. No, I may have gone airborne.
If you want to, you know, do the letter of the law and all the technicalities, then you're right.
Mark Owens truck you. Drives a very nice
truck.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you say that about my truck?
You
or
do drive
your wife's truck.
Because they're great trucks. They're SUVs. Okay. They're subs.
And they're Kia Sorento.
They are. They're awesome.
And they're shiny and awesome. Truck is the code word for this hour. You have until 12:59 to text truck, T-R-U-C-K, to 72881. Text truck to 72881. Messenger data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Truck to 72881.
Mark Owens, we continue on hearing from Alex Anthopoulos. The entire interview, by the way, up at 92.9thegame.com. He was on with John and Hugh this morning, 9:20. Appreciate the Braves for having him on our station. But he was asked, is he surprised about the Braves' recent success in 2018?
When I got here, it's a team coming off multiple 90-loss years, hadn't made the playoffs in a while, hadn't been .500 in a while. But to a man, everyone said, wow, we got a lot of good young talent here. You just don't know with young kids and young talent, when are they going to come forward? When are they going to take the next step and become established guys and guys that have success? So I knew there was a chance going into the season, but you don't want to bank on, you know, there was a lot of if this happens, if that happens, if this happens, we can have a really good team. So we didn't do anything last offseason to push all our chips in that way. We made the trade with Matt Kemp. We moved some dollars around, gave other guys opportunities, but with the success that we had, and it was an exciting, young, dynamic team, they finally arrived. We knew it was going to happen at some point. We didn't know when, and it's great. And obviously, we made some moves at the trade deadline. We didn't get as far as we wanted to in the playoffs, and we've done some things this offseason. We're going to keep doing some things. So it did move things up a bit in a good way, and also it helped. You know, the fans came out. Attendance was up. TV ratings were up. I mean, the momentum, look, you're talking about, you caught the bug too. That's a good thing for the organization, for the brand, and it gives me more to work with in the off season, whether it's spending money on players, making trades, and so on.
So good stuff right there with Alex Anthopoulos. And he's a brilliant dude, man. You can just hear the comprehension of his answers. And great questions, by the way, by John Fricke and Hugh Douglas this morning. Really compelling stuff. And that's why we're playing it right now.
Journalistic integrity.
Yes.
Sure.
John Fricke has lots of that.
Do you?
I do.
Me too, sort of.
I do.
I would not consider myself a journalist.
We kid and joke. We debate, are they real or fake? And we do all that silly stuff. But I got at least a small journalist in me. But John, what the overall thing here is just calm down. Mm-hmm. Everybody just calm down. The Nationals are getting better. The Phillies are getting better. The Phillies are talking to Harper. The Phillies are talking to friggin' Machado. The Nationals, the Mets, all these teams, they're getting better. And we're better with Josh Donaldson. The McCann thing, question mark. So we're just kind of biding our time right here. Hopefully, John, our patience is rewarded. You know what I mean? With you want a starting pitcher.
Yep.
I would want Real Muto. I think he'd be fantastic in a Braves uniform. Or, a right fielder, A.J. Pollock, who you mentioned had a price tag of roughly $13 or $14 million per year. What's the problem there?
Nick Castellanos, I'm going to get him.
I like Nick Castellanos.
He's like 26, 27.
A.J. Pollock, right? I know he's 30, 31, something like that. He's in the prime of his career. Like, but $13 million per year, like, if they gave him $39 million over 3 years.
Yeah. Again, it ain't my money.
Sound okay, right?
It's not my money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.